Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Possible World Health International. A lot of you may already know about it. I've been doing it for 29 years, and I've been on with Dr. Deagle several times.
Dr. Bill is back now. We're here. Betty, please continue.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just going to say that that everything is based on warning people about aspartame because it's a deadly poison. And I thought you would be very interested in a report I found tucked in one of my files the other day and decided to publish it. Aspartame was never proven safe, of course. If anybody knows the story, it
right.
was because of Don Rumsfeld that it got on the market. And there were three very serious investigators, and one of them was Dr. Adrian Gross, who tried to have G.D. Searle indicted, but the U.S. prosecutors went to work for the defense team. And then we had Dr. Jacqueline Barrett, who was a toxicologist, who testified in 1989 87 before the Senate and said it was a big whitewash, and that's approved in 1981. This is 1987. She says it still hasn't been proven safe and is on the market without proper toxicological studies. But there was somebody else by the name of Jerome Bressler. Not everybody knows about him, but he wrote the famous Bressler Report. You can read it on my website, www.mpwhi.com, called the Bressler Report. Now, Dr. Gross passed on, so did Dr. Barrett. But Jerome Bressler retired, and I wanted to thank him. And I called him up, and he didn't know me from Adam. And he says, Betty, he says, you read my report. Surely you knew something was missing. And I said, well, yes, I did, but we never knew what it was. He said, two of the most horrible studies, and people are walking around using aspartame and have no idea what it will do to them, and you've got to find these studies and get them back on so people will know. And I didn't want to be the only one in the world that knew about this, so I called Dr. Russell Blaylock and Dr. Roberts, who talked to him. It took me 8 years to find the studies, which were teratology or birth defect studies, showing that it caused neural tube defects. That's when the baby's very deformed, and spina bifida, cleft palate, and there is no pregnancy warning, and that's why people everywhere have autism. But anyway, I went to Chicago to meet him, and just the other day, looking in his file, I realized I had his statement. He had wanted the Chicago Tribune to go back and tell the real story of putting a deadly chemical poison on the market that he said has killed millions of people. And it had never been published. So when I thought Dr. Bill wasn't available for a while, I was going to read it to you. And you will know exactly what the investigators thought.
And by the way, this is a criminal activity is what it is. It's a form of biological infanticide.
Anyway, his statement is not very long, but I'll read it to you. It says, Dear Dr. Martini, my name is Jerome Bressler, and I was Chief Compliance Officer with the Food and Drug Administration. My 42-year career included investigating the synthetic chemical sweetener aspartame, so it is NutraSweet and Equal under other names. Aspartame is not a food, simply a manufactured chemical originally made by the J.D. Searle Company. FDA regulations require producers to perform laboratory tests, then submit accurate reports of such before the product can be approved. We relied on the integrity of producers, both for the research and a full disclosure report. There were problems with Searle studies, and it became apparent that a comprehensive examination was in order. This produced the Bressler Report, which in detail it fought Searle's submission, concluding that aspartame is wholly unsafe for human consumption. We found that Searle's procedures were careless, incompetent, and deceitful, and serious adverse data showing the chemical toxicity had not been reported.
I'm going to insert something when you finish your little report here that you'll find that you may know some of it, but I'm going to give you more of a story back from 1987 and when I worked in Augusta, Georgia, and I took care of the Searle plant that was actually making the aspartame using a genetically engineered E. coli to actually create a fractionated peptide, this tripeptide that was actually centrifuged out and actually is this toxic chemical you're talking about we call aspartame. Or I've changed his name to Fries Your Brain. How's that?
Okay, well, we need that information, and I even have some more I'm going to give you. This is not very much longer, so I'll just quickly finish this. Anyway, he said that they were going to request a grand jury investigation And then it's in quotes, because this is from the record, apparent violations of the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act 21 U.S.C. 331 and the False Reports to the Government Act 18 U.S.C. 1001 for their willful and knowing failure to make reports to the FDA required by the Act 21 U.S.C. 355 and making false statements in reports of animal studies conducted to establish the safety of aspartame. FDA called special attention to studies investigating the effect of NutraSweet on monkeys and hamsters. Prosecutor Sam Skinner switched sides and hired on with Searle's defense lawyers. The case fell to another attorney to prosecute, but he also joined the defense team. The statute of limitations expired and Searle got away free. We never had our day in court. Nevertheless, FDA held fast to keep aspartame off the market and on 9-8-80 revoked the petition for approval. By now, Donald Rumsfeld was CEO of Searle. He had supported Ronald Reagan for president, so on the day after his inauguration, a new FDA commissioner was appointed who overruled the FDA's Board of Inquiry, which had revoked the petition for aspartame approval. Subsequently, there were three congressional hearings, which included the testimony of FDA toxicologists.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
So let's continue with your letter and then some of the shocking.
There's only about eight sentences, but it's the ending, and I think it's very important. Dr. Gross testified that aspartame caused brain cancer to the Senate, and Dr. Verrett said aspartame was never proven safe. Now this stuff is on the market through political muscle, no other way. I foresaw devastations to come. It is a chemical killer. Politics rather than science, let it become the most controversial additive in history. In 1995, FDA published a list of 92 aspartame symptoms, including seizures, blindness, and death from over 10,000 volunteered complaints. Now I'm retired. I look back 40 years with great fat satisfaction that I had nothing to do with approving this poison. I fought it as hard as I could. The killer should have been stopped. It killed lab rats. Now it's killing us. I'm glad to see others now proclaiming this and the medical community awakening to aspartame toxicity. That's the end of his statement. But he was extremely important when the Chicago Tribune came in. He said that Dr. Gross used to get in front of the G.D. Searle. They would lock the door so you couldn't see the studies. They were so fraudulent and bad. And Dr. Gross would say, we're going to get a court order. You're going to open this door. But the stories that Jerome Breswood told me, he said, I had to go all these years knowing all the women would give birth to horrible birth defects and that there was no pregnancy warning. And also,
right.
If I didn't didn't tell you, Dr. Bill, is that I got a letter from the FDA, and they don't want to accept the petition to ban, which is my second or third, because they just said they don't want me to go back before 2002, and which is the last one. And the reason being is they don't want this. They don't want to have to answer this information, and have refused for 29 years to answer it.
So wow. Yeah, you mentioned something else just before on the last break, that apparently the Nazis used a form of aspartame that was being generated to kill people in the Nazi death camps. Give us a little bit of that history.
Well, when I first got started 29 years ago, I think the first article that I read was Alex Constantine, Nutripoison, which said that it was listed with the Pentagon in an inventory of prospective biochemical warfare weapons submitted to Congress. And there have been many reports about it, which is all that I knew at the time when I tried to find it. And then the a magazine came out in 2005 from England, which we have on our website. And talking about the same thing. But in the meantime, I received a letter, and this woman was in Germany just at the time that the Berlin Wall fell, and she called them Schatzkys. I guess that's the German police, said that they were selling all their files because they had no use for them anyway. And she looked, there was the file on aspartame, and all these reports says it comes from Germany through Operation Paperclip. And one of the statements she said that was on the report, this is wonderful for depopulation because it causes infertility, and it does. It's an endocrine disrupting thing. And it went on and it told about, how bad it was, and she said it was so horrible that she thought, I can't believe this. I mean, who wrote this? And so she said she didn't know if it was true, so that she decided never to use anything with aspartame just in case. And then she said one day she got on my website, and as you know, on my website, it's all the books by the experts and all their reports, like Dr. Russell Blaylock, Dr. Roberts, Dr. Walt, and Dr. Alleman, you did the Croco study. And she saw all the things that they were talking about in this thing. And she said, I find out that it's every bit of what was in that letter is true, and that it was used by Germany. And evidently, she said, in the concentration camps, and that it was true about all this Operation Paperclip, where the German scientists came to America. Actually, there's so many lies, aspartame was not even made by Searle.
It doesn't surprise me that it was a Nazi game, because remember, the first attack by Germans across the Maginot Line against France were using speed, and they made 500,000 capsules for their troops. Take to be super energized and need no sleep for 3 days. So they overwhelmed the French across the line by basically turning all of the German soldiers into Supermen temporarily. And so they're playing around with all kinds of mind control technology. Aspartame is, again, degrades to diketopiperazine jet fuel, formaldehyde, methyl alcohol. I took care of employees working at the Searle plant in 1987, and I saw a lot of catastrophes. Peripheral neuropathy, cancer, dementia, organic brain damage, all kinds of horrifying things, autoimmune diseases. And I was told not to talk to the press by the hospital and administrative departments because of the toxic effects we were seeing. And it was a huge plethora of horrifying things happening to the employees, literally not drinking the soda, but exposed to the fumes in the area from the aspartame.
Well, I'll tell you something else that's interesting about, I guess it was about 5 years ago, I went to Costa Rica to have some dental work done. And ran into somebody from military intelligence, and it was very interesting. I gave his address and telephone number to some of the doctors because he said that in Afghanistan that the soldiers were getting very sick, and they kept saying, we need something to drink because of the water is poisoned and we're all getting sick. And he said, it is not the water. They were giving out packets of aspartame, telling the troops that it was flavoring and to put it in the water.
Really?
So they were putting up these little packets in the water, and then they were getting all these symptoms, which were obviously aspartame. He says, I kept telling them, he said, I was not fighting in Afghanistan. He said, I'm just with military intelligence, and I still have his telephone number. But he said, on purpose, they gave them these little packets to flavor their water so they wouldn't, and they knew perfectly well, and I told all the troops, do not use the packets, and he said that, you know, when they stop using the packets, they stop getting sick. So
I'll tell you a few new things that you may not know, what aspartame does to the body, mind, and soul. When we come back, and you'll be surprised of that these monsters, what they're doing. Even you, the most top expert in the world, and aspartame, Betty Martini, I can tell you something new you've never heard before.
I'm interested.
Oh, yeah. We'll come back.
It's every organ in the body.
My dog. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
So, Dr. Betty, we have nutraceuticals that will neutralize the toxic effects if you stop it. But what happens with aspartame is it calcifies the choroid plexus in your ventricles, but also the pineal gland. So it's literally trying to literally truncate your connection between your physical body and your pineal gland and the cord of living waters in the book of Genesis and your soul. It actually is trying to dehumanize you by turning you into basically a soulless cyborg. And we see this happening step by step with the 5G network, cell phones, which eventually, as I say, being sarcastic, because they wanted to call it the mark of the beast, just make it 5G network with new cell phones that are coming, and make a mandatory Velcro law. So what's happening is they're trying to reduce the population, reduce the fertility and the IQ, take away the creativity, because when you take the light out of somebody, they're not willing to ask questions and change their worldview. They're a victim, and our society is victimized. That's why a lot of the young people have no hope. They're now into drug and alcohol abuse, and of course it downregulates dopaminergic receptors, so it makes them addictable to all kinds of things, including toxic drugs, etc. These agents basically, they dehumanize you. They make you autoimmune. They can act as a adjuvant to make your body allergic to its own self, and proteins, enzymes. So,
well, you know, magazines have asked me to write some articles, and I would love to have you put all that down in writing so we can get it out even further to the world, as I've done everything that you've written, and it has helped so many people, but I like to have it in writing, so.
We'll do that. And by the way, your show is going to launch on our stream network here shortly. I think you have, is it one day or 2 days a week? I think it's on a Friday, right?
Right, it's one day a week.
I think we had to bump you up 1 hour because we had a time conflict, so we had to bump you up 1 hour. So I think your show starts at 7 o'clock, not 6 o'clock. But it's all set to go. We're going to have the information on the rocket broadcaster information to you probably today, and the Digigram Blue. I'm looking at another video which we'll share in our Dropbox. The important is, I honestly, having been in the alternative media now for 13 and a half years and before that show on Clear Channel, our show and our network is unique. Nobody goes all the way through to the truth. Some of them basically want to be class president. They would like to feel special. They don't have the intellectual capacity or the bravery or the classified access to information or the intellectual and scientific knowledge to actually breach into the truth. And none of them are brave enough to actually tell the whole truth because they're afraid. We're not. And we have to explain to people what's going on is a genocide of the human race. And it's not a joke. This has come straight out of Nazi Germany. Most of our intel agencies were actually a transplant from Nazi Germany to America, the OSS, that later became our CIA, SA, and the NSA, or no such agency, we call it. And the 17th Division of the SAD has its roots originally in Nazi Germany. It's that freaking evil. And it's the Gesellschaft Society that channeled transdimensional entities. It's devilish. It's demonic. And people don't understand this. So when the aspirin was released by Donald Rumsfeld, it was to destroy the biology of the planet, to reduce fertility, reduce IQ, and literally push the human race into the matrix.
Well, I don't doubt it since I've been doing this for so long and I've heard it all.
And now we have new ones like we have Adventame, which is a new version of it, and Splenda, which is chlorinated optical isomer of sugar, which releases the chlorine gas inside your DNA to cross-link your chromosomes. People don't understand how evil this is. And the FDA, I call them fatal drugs allowed, the FDA, they're that evil. They shouldn't exist.
Well, you know, one of the things, and it just really breaks my heart, as you know, the last studies by Rambazzini and also by Harvard showed that aspartame causes all the blood cancers like leukemia, multiple myeloma, and the interesting thing is that they're starting putting because of the sugar tax and things and unlabeled. And I felt so bad because someone was telling me, oh, this lady by the name of Fletcher, she just drinks this diet soda all day long. And I said, oh, my goodness, please get her off. It's causing leukemia like crazy. He says, well, she already has leukemia. And so finally I asked, I said, get her to me, at least let me help her. And he said, it's too late. She just died.
Oh, no.
So these people are getting all these blood disorders, and look what it did to me. I always had a normal hemoglobin. When they started giving me drugs in the hospital and prescribing them, and I didn't know that it was in it, all of a sudden my hemoglobin went down to 5. And now my diagnosis is chronic anemia, which is what it causes. And people just really don't know. They have no idea, just like this woman did. I mean, just an innocent victim having a Diet Coke. And like Dr. Blaylock says that, just drinking one Diet Coke a day, you know, can cause these problems. He said at least they should get it out of schools. And he said it should terrify, you know, every mother. And it's that people, they don't associate the problems that they're getting from it. And look what they're doing. They're pushing it on the very same things that it causes. So now it's causing so much leukemia, so they decided to make some new leukemia drugs. I know I don't have to give you more than one guess of what they're putting in the leukemia drugs. Aspartame. I wrote the FDA and just really gave them the worst time. How can you do this? You know, if aspartame's giving them leukemia and then they get on leukemia drugs with aspartame, it's speeding up their death. And they sent back a bunch of propaganda. So it's, you know, how do you, well, we have operations in 45 countries, and, you know, doctors like you who know get it out to the public as much as they can. But so many innocent people I asked one young girl, I said, how are people in school? Because I know they're all getting ADD. He says, yeah, but she says the behavioral problems are so bad that come from it. She says that the people are weird and they do weird things. And she says, and it's scary today going to school with what's going on. And then, who knows more about aspartame than the FDA? And then they allow 17 dairy products unlabeled because we warned all mothers to warn their kids off of it in school. And the FDA comes back, who knows about it, and says, well, the reason that it's unlabeled is, you know, if they see that, they won't drink their milk. And if it's not on there, the children will drink their milk. And you know what's going to happen. When Dr. Tabor in the Dominican Republic called me, he said, we had 360 young children, and we were afraid of them always drinking milk, thinking of diabetes, and so we put them on aspartame juice. He said, you know, maybe I wouldn't have thought of it if up to 50% something happened to the kids, but almost 100% all started doing all sorts of behavioral problems and just having all these problems, and they were all doing it. And I said, well, you know, please tell them that, get them back off of it right away. And he came back and said, you know, that 4 days later, when we got them off of aspartame, they all went back to normal. So you know where the ADD is coming from.
Well, of course we do. We know that's why it's happening too, don't we?
Yes, we know. And it's trying to get them to all the schools. And, of course, all the doctors got together and wrote reports that we call the report for school. And the principals and the teachers. And they still are, you know, like in New Zealand, they had a contract. No more Coca-Cola, only Diet Coke for the children. So it gets worse by the day.
Well, I think you know what we need to do? We need to have an ad that takes a big X over the T. Call it Dicola. How's that?
Dicola. Yes, well, you know an attorney said that.
And we should have a little button on the cola that you press it. Now you're going to die. Drink your Dicola.
Well, that's what the attorneys
have. This is Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Dr. Betty, what I do is detoxing with aspartame is I get rid of the free radicals. I have a new product now that we're launching, which is I call No Water, NOH. It's Nutridyne or plasma iodine, ozonated water. We have little ozonators, and I've got a special supplier for high-grade powdered hydrogen. And hydrogen is the most powerful antioxidant. What happens with aspartame, it raises the redox and free radical load in your entire body, which also stimulates not only vascular disease, neurological disease, cancer, but autoimmunity. So the first thing you have to do is get rid of that. Secondly, you have to remove the other things. When your body gets overwhelmed, it starts to accumulate biotoxins
and heavy metals because it's so overwhelmed it can't detox properly. And the third thing happens, you develop antibodies to attack different tissues. So you end up getting infected with multiple pathogens, stealth pathogens. You get secondary autoimmunity because there's immune homology between the pathogen and body proteins. So it's a very complex process to get someone well after they've been on aspartame. And, you know, people have to understand that when the globalists say that they're going to reduce the world population by 90-95%, they're not kidding. And this is not something that's decades away. It's only years away that they want to do it. There's a website, Deagle, D-E-A-G-E-L, play on my last name. Actually, it's a military site that talks about reducing the U.S. population to literally 83%. So by 2025, which is only 6 years away, they want the American population to be only 65 million. In the compact cities in the central United States, they're mildly hyperbaric. And the reason is they want to destroy the environment so bad you won't be able to survive outside. And people don't understand they're really trying to call the human race and change the biosphere of the entire planet. It's that bad, and people don't get it, do they?
No, they don't. And I've done so much research and seen some of the most evilest things that they're doing. And, of course, you know, with aspartame, you know, it's killed millions, not only just because of the cancers and the neurodegenerative diseases, but remember, it causes sudden cardiac death. People just drop dead. And, you know, Dr. Blaylock wrote an athlete alert we have on there, but it was like the runner. You may remember Flo-Jo. She was running with her Diet Coke and dropped dead. And aspartame causes sudden cardiac death. And when they get around to the death certificate, they don't even know that it was aspartame that did it. So when Dr. Blaylock wrote the pilot law alert because the planes were losing planes, like when one of the pilots was drinking Diet Coke and dropped dead, and there was another pilot in with him, and Cliff Evans said he couldn't even make a decision, crashed his plane into a tree. But all these things, they don't market. You know how death certificates are made up, death due to cardiac arrest, due to, you know, disease or myofunction, but they don't know that it's aspartame. Someone finally got it and said the death certificate should be changed, and they had a third one, and that way people will know that all these problems were caused by aspartame.
Right, exactly.
And, yeah.
Terrible, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely demonic.
Now, the process, a lot of people are not aware how complex the process it is. You can use everything from a QRS pad to set your redox potential in your cells, hyperbaric oxygen, pulse, energetic, and we call song of DNA because it actually shuts down your normal communication between your ion channels and your DNA with minerals and amino acids. Because remember, these are amino acid analogs that screw up your normal DNA induction in your body. And so it does everything. It disturbs epigenetics of your cells. It disrupts your cortex of your brain, neural connections. It disrupts your genetics. It calcifies. It causes spermatogenesis to become deformed. It disturbs normal embryogenesis. It calcifies parts of the brain. It literally tries to cut off the connection between your brain and your pineal gland and your soul. I mean, it does so many evil things, it really is right out of the pit of hell. And these other newer ones, like Advantame and now Splenda, which is chlorinated. Now, of course, the safe ones are things like Just Like Sugar and Stevia. Those are safe. But everything else, yes. A lot of the other ones out now are...
Just like,
are go ahead.
Just Like Sugar is made out of organic food. So, you know, that is the safest on the market. And the thing of it is getting it to the right people. Like, I've given all the information to the hospitals.
Right.
And they're still using it. I found sucralose or Splenda still being sold on a website as an insecticide. And as you know, it was developed by an insecticide researcher. And then Dr. Spready came along and did a study on it and found it to be carcinogenic. So all these things, the sulfene, potassium, cause cancer and leukemia. aspartame causes all kinds of cancers. Sucralose causes cancer. And they all violate the Delaney Amendment, and, you know, and nothing's done about it. Absolutely nothing's done about it.
What's amazing to me is how these things can happen, though. Isn't it hard to believe that they've done this?
Well, you know that in 2009, several scientists wrote Obama as if he was going to do something, saying that whistleblowers were afraid to even talk out at the FDA because it was broken. In other words, it's run by Big Pharma. So I'm sure these letters I've gotten, industry was probably writing them and laughing all the time they were doing it. And you simply, it's sort of like if you saw the article that came in with Stephen Fox, that was in the New York Times. He said it's just like aspartame. They are feeding doctors like the New York Times said, like $8 million from Big Pharma, and then they're saying, you know, it's safe. And he said it's just like what they're doing, you know, with the aspartame, even though all the facts are public knowledge, and that if somebody wanted to take the time to research, they would. And but they're just they just figure if it is approved by the FDA or the fatal drugs allowed folks, that they don't have to worry, and that's the last thing. If it's approved by the FDA, you know, it was the approval for sure came with the help of industry. I suspect industry writes a lot of their stupid letters, I guess.
Exactly, yeah. It's hard to believe that these kind of things happen, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, people wouldn't believe it. You know, somebody said something nice yesterday about the American Cancer Society. They say aspartame is safe. And I sent them something about how the junk food people give all this money to the American Cancer Society. And then they say, oh, yes, it's safe. And it's the same thing they're doing with all the drugs. It's like Vioxx. The FDA knew it for years until Dr. Graham spoke out. And if it hadn't been for some senator or congressman, they would have fired him for telling it. Instead, that the FDA just let the people die.
Wow.
And so.
Yeah, well, actually, that was their response. I mean, what they said basically is they should just die. Their response was these are FDA officials making offhand comments that, hey, we know it's toxic, but they should just die. I can't believe it that they actually have the nerve.
They say these things, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And people say, oh, you're making it up. I mean, you know what I find most amazing? And this involved with 99% of the hosts on radio and television and media and magazines everywhere. They will not cross the lines to tell the whole truth. They will not raise questions that when you find out the truth, they change the behavior of themselves and the public and even the physicians. And when the physicians find out, they're frightened because they don't want to wrench into this. Like when you found these GI doctors, they knew that the drugs that we're giving for helping GI tract problems were laced with aspartame, yet they don't change their behavior, do they? Or they sort of, they slovenly notify their patients that there's a danger that the drugs that give to help their GI tract problems are actually laced with a thing that's toxic. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. In fact, I'll tell you after the commercial about a problem with one of the doctors at Gwinnett Medical here in Atlanta. But
yeah.
I see that you're going to a commercial.
Well, remember, we're going to the end of the show, but I'm going to say this thing. We are not cowards, but instead of a brave new world, it's a cowardly new world, isn't it?
Yes.
All right. I call it not future shock, but now shock, because these horrors have been going on for decades now, and it's even getting worse with Advantame and new toxic, genotoxic, spermatoxic, and cortical toxic, and soul toxic therapies to reduce the human race and turn the human race into soulless cyborgs. People say, no, Dr. Neagle, you're wrong. No, you're wrong, and you need to wise up quickly before you die physically and spiritually from these horrors.
Yes, and people don't...
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEMACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.